This radio show includes loud, sudden noises and some adult situations. Please listen responsibly.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 17. There might be others.
Part 3 of 3.
The signs. What happened? Are you sure it's not there? Was there ever even a rescue?
There was. It.
Victor!
Escuché.
Be advised, all recon groups. A wave is heading towards Outpost 1. I repeat, a large wave is heading towards Outpost 1.
Is that us?
Yes, they're coming this way. We need to get out of here.
We'll head out on the road we came in on. Get in the van. We'll take you with us.
You can't go back that way. That's where they're headed.
We trust them all of a sudden?
We need to go. Come with us. We have someplace safe.
Come on.
All right, everyone load up.
Stop. You can't get there by car. Follow my lead.
Michael?
You heard him. Come on.
We don't know where they're taking us.
It could be a trap.
Did you see the look in the other guy's face? I don't think he would react like that if it was. Move.
This way.
Peg, keep up.
I'm trying. My foot. My...
Here, take my shoulder. You hear that?
So they were right.
Move in! Down that alley there and on your right. In the building! Move quickly!
What the hell is he doing?
Cologne? Why is he...
Come on!
Got him! There she goes!
Keep going! Don't just keep coming!
It's got him!
I can't!
Fernando!
I'll hit him!
Pex, give me the gun!
Are you there?
He's back!
Help!
It's too late! Shit!
Stay back!
Ayuda, por favor!
We can't!
Please. Damn it!
Michael, I can't shoot him!
God, I'm sorry!
The door at the end of the alley. Go! Now!
You heard him. Go, 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 go!
As he broke the bottles, we ran into a small building that had already been boarded up. To get inside, we went across wooden planks, bridging a 3-foot-wide trench filled with broken glass and wooden spikes. There was barbed wire surrounding the ridge of the roofline with a few video cameras stationed along the wall. There were bloodstains all over the outside, marking the building from previous attacks.
Go! I got the door! All right, go inside and down the steps!
Got it!
Is this where they live?
All the way down into the basement, hurry!
Oh, sorry, I can't see anything. It's pitch black.
Keep quiet!
The pitch-black room sparked to life by a single red light bulb above a small desk. The room had a dirt floor with wooden planks covering the top. 2x4 joists held up the makeshift roof over our heads. It's clear this room had been dug out and added to whatever was previously here. No natural light made its way in from the outside, which made it feel cramped and stuffy. On the table, 3 monitors glowed with the view from the cameras outside.
Here they come!
What was that you broke back there?
Just be quiet!
I'm sorry about your friend.
It's amazing you survived so long when you can't shut up.
Sorry. We sat there in silence, watching the glow of the monitors, but there was no change. Minutes turned into hours, as one by one we all drifted asleep. First Pegs, then Michael. I held my rifle tight as the man just stared at the monitor, never moving an inch. For a moment, I thought I saw him tear up, but it was hard to see as my eyelids got heavier and heavier. Eventually, they closed.
Down!
But I am. It's not much further. This way. Up the ladder. Go!
The water tower. Are you serious? We can't hide out.
Come on! You first! Come on, faster!
Oh, God, that's a long way to go.
Hurry your ass up! Move, or we're dead!
No time!
Oh, God, I think I'm having a heart attack.
Horseshit! You're almost there! Do not quit on me now!
Hurry! Get up before he gets out and sees us!
I made it! Oh, thank God! Thank the Lord!
Move over! Make room! You're not the only one that's gotta be up here! Skittles! Skittles, now what?
Over here. Inside! Hurry!
Oh, God! I can't get up!
Fine, I will drag you in!
I think I'm dying.
Did the behemoth see you?
I don't think so. What did you call it?
Behemoths. That's what I call those. They're nasty mean.
So what's it doing now? Coming up here? You might as well leave me. I can't go any further.
It's wandering around. It can't find us. I don't think it'll be able to make it up the ladder either.
No, you're right. Can't climb very well.
Are you sure? I mean, has it tried to?
No. Not up here.
That's comforting.
Keep your voice down.
It's okay. They can't hear too good either.
But how can you be sure we're safe? How do you know it can't climb? How do you know all this?
I've been watching them for a while. We're safe.
Wait, what if another normal one comes around? I know those can climb.
I closed the ladder lock behind us when we were climbing. Besides, most of the others don't go near the behemoths. They won't come here while he's there.
I'm impressed. You know your stuff.
He'd have to. I mean, Skittles has survived out here for a long time.
I've seen a lot.
And we'd be dead ducks if it wasn't for you. Thanks, Chief.
Hey, you feeling okay?
Hell no. My heart's up in my throat. I taste blood in my mouth. How do you know his name? Have you two already met?
Yeah, on our way to find the locators near the arena. He's a little messed up in the head. I doubt he remembers me.
That's a bad place.
Oh, yeah, we found out.
You should stay away from there.
Yeah, no kidding. You're doing a lot better, aren't you?
Yeah, much better. I still have your socks. And I got some new shoes, too.
Yeah, that's right, the socks. So you know who I am?
Not at first.
At first when?
Outside the base. I saw you and ran. Thought you might be the bad people, but you're not so bad. I remember him too.
Me? I've never met you before.
No, this is Kalani. He wasn't with us before. That was Datu.
Oh? It was? I thought I knew you.
You couldn't have. Kalani was already at the arena.
I guess I must have forgot who you were.
See what I mean?
A few screws loose still. Okay, hold on. So what were you doing at the base?
Me? I was getting more of these.
The MREs?
You want one?
I prefer water if you got it.
I do. Here.
So you got into the cage with the MREs? You went to get food there?
No. I was looking for a gun. See, mine is broken. Didn't find a new one, but I found the box that said meals on it. Broke open the cage and ate two. Hadn't ate that much for a long time. I could carry just one box up here. Two meals left. Today I was going back for more and saw you.
We thought the big one, the behemoth, got into them. There were boxes and packages torn open, scattered everywhere. You sure made a mess.
I didn't. Oh no! I shouldn't have ate them right there. Behemoths can't see, but they can smell. I showed them where the meal was. No, there was another pallet of boxes.
It's all right. Those are still okay. And we can give you one of our boxes.
So they're eating our food now. One.
They'll eat anything. Even each other. Even each other, if they have to. I've seen it. I'm sorry. I was foolish.
You got any more water? That was perfect.
Hey, don't drink all his supply. Come on, he was nice enough to give you those.
I'll find more. It's okay.
So what else do you have in here? Vodka? Some rum? Well, everything. Hey, why do we need to leave him a box? He's coming back with us to the tower, right? Isn't he?
No, not there!
Calm down. Easy, just relax. We're not going to take you anywhere.
No?
Really, we're not?
No, you can stay here. I don't think he trusts people. He's doing fine out here on his own. Why would we ruin that?
Because he has information, experience we could really use. We've learned more from him today than we have on our own. He's lived among them and survived.
We can't force him to come with us.
I'm right here, you know.
Yeah. Sorry. See? We're already treating him like a thing. He's a person.
Well, aren't you the great humanitarian all of a sudden?
A few seconds ago, I had to drag your ass up here and risk my neck for you, and so did he. We need to respect that. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him, and if he wants to stay, he stays.
Agreed. He's a hell of a guy. But he has useful information. Stuff he knows might save lives. Think about that.
Well, either way, it looks like we're not going anywhere for a while. It's just sitting down there. And we don't have to take him with us if we ask him what he knows here. Hey, you got your journal? I left mine in the car.
Oh, so did I.
You need something to write down. Here. Paper.
You got a pen?
Pencil?
That'll work. Okay, Skittles. What's your name?
Skittles? You just said it.
No, before that.
Before what?
The information stream is just flowing.
Whatever. So, the behemoths. So how do you know they can't climb?
I saw one. Try to grab a cat that was on top of a dump truck. He couldn't get up. The cat got away.
Okay, and where?
I don't know where the cat went. He ran away.
No, the truck!
I don't know that either. But I remember an ice cream place. It smelled very, very bad, though, so I didn't go near there anymore. It didn't smell chocolate. It was bad.
He told me everything he could remember. His encounters with the various other forms out there. Through the mess of memories, I learned new little bits of information. The regular ones, or normals, he described as...
They're really fast and strong, but they stay in big groups and just look for eating all day and at night.
He had only encountered one runner, apparently.
It was a super fasty. That's what I call those. Oh, I could not run it, so I had to hide. Never found me. I stayed in a trash can all night.
His experiences gave us little clues. Things like...
Oh, you better not go near the book places. Or the doctors. Those have the worst... The brains, they're the worst. I can't get away from those or hide. Better go around. No, I think I saw new ones, too.
What? New ones?
New to me.
So you just haven't seen these before?
The jumping kind?
No, not those. I haven't seen those in a while. I think they're all gone. Yeah, write those down too. I forgot those.
Okay, so how long ago did you see these new ones?
Today.
No way! Where?
On top of the roof. They were very small. I think I'll call them little ones.
At the roof? At the base? Today?
The same. They could have been just small normals. I don't think so. They moved funny. It was a long way away.
Okay, well, then it could have been the same old run-of-the-mill biter.
I still wrote it down. Is that it?
Yes. No. Brain are not the worst. I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm so sorry.
Tell me, what did you remember?
His eyes went wide and his hands shook slightly as his fist clenched tight, swallowing whatever was in his throat.
The colored one. The one with the markings. You only see him once, and then you're dead.
Yeah, you told me about him before, but wait, you meant colored markings? The one with tattoos?
Markings.
Have you seen him again?
The second time. Only from a distance, never close. That's why I said not to go there, but you didn't listen.
But you saw him once, up close. How did you get away?
He was busy killing all my friends before he called regulars to help.
We've seen the one with tattoos. Well, I haven't, but Bert, Michael, and Saul did. Is that the same?
I don't know.
Hold on. Maybe I saw him too, in the arena. There was one, but I was in and out a lot. I was pretty sick. Maybe that's him. It was dark. It was hard to tell. Is that the one that lived there?
I don't know.
Come on, tell me what you know. You've seen
what else?
Him. You've seen
Where did it come from? What can he do?
Is this the same guy?
I don't know.
Where did he come from? Where was the first place you saw him?
Yeah.
I mean, does he have super strength? What does he do?
What is this the same one?
How is he different from everybody else?
How did he get there from here?
I don't know!
Okay. Relax. It's all right. Sorry.
Why don't you put the paper away, Angel?
Hey, you're the one that wanted the information.
And now we have it. He's told us what he knows.
It's okay. It's all right. It's okay, Skittles. We're not going to ask you anything more.
Any more what?
Nothing. Still out there?
It's not going anywhere. It's got our scent.
Oh, wonderful. So it's going to stay down there and wait us out.
So? If we want to get out of here, we only have one option.
Oh. And what's that?
We're gonna have to kill it.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next chapter of We're Alive. Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zune. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Olegario, Blair Beihauer, Tammy Klein,
Omar Leva, Otto Sturck,
and Scott Marvin. I'm Michael Swan, edited by Michael Robertson and Casey Whalen. This chapter was written by Casey Whalen, associate producer Jason Scott, composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher, produced by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen, zombie intern Grayson Stone. This has been a Modern Myth production.